Hi there, this is Evan from the band Pinegrove. Welcome to Live From My Den. We're going to be playing some songs off our new album 1111. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's behind the creative process of designing the LP covers. So this is our new album 1111, and I've always painted the covers to our albums. As an artist, I feel like one of my jobs is to take the dense network of stimuli and compress it into something that's a little bit more digestible. I'd always thought that primary colors and simple geometry were running in parallel to that message. This was an album cover that I painted. This is our first album, Everything So Far. This was before I really realized or maybe rationalized my interest or obsession with squares, with the ampersand. I came to realize that the ampersand was a symbol of inclusion for me, that it was the connective tissue between ideas and kind of represented a non-hierarchical arrangement of ideas. It's this and this and this. With the next album, Cardinal, this was a square that was being maybe mailed over across the country. So this is a letter being sent. And then with Skylight, it's like, okay, so we have the frame. What if we add a dimension to it? You know, add a Z-axis. It's a frame that you're looking through. And what does that mean about performance or about being a listener or a fan of music, which of course I am as well. Then with Marigold, this was an extreme zoom in through the window. These are, I was thinking, kind of synapses in the brain. But I've also heard people say that they thought it was an extreme zoom out. Oh, and we also have here the Red album, Blue album, Yellow album. So I thought maybe Green could be next. I heard that somebody was suggesting that on the fan page. I said, well, sure. So what would a Green album mean to me? And there's something circular about this. There's something palindromic, that we're kind of caught in a cul-de-sac of time and of history that it's not really progressing. It's just the same old thing getting more and more intense. You know, while it's retained some of the geometric impulses from the previous records, is landing on kind of a circular representation of those questions. And so that's what we have here with 1111.